So we want a growth focus. Growth means the formation of new habits. It means new habits formed out of the right kind of heart, the right kind of intrinsic motivations, which have to be cultivated relationally. Their hearts will shape how they live and how they experience life. We must be very, very intentional and careful about the dynamics of relationship between teacher, taught, and the text. What we draw you with is what we draw you to. So we want to be very, very careful that what we're drawing children to is actually the knowledge itself, the joy of the work itself, the satisfaction in the ideas themselves, or in the beauty that's created itself. Who's going to be the student to the fullness of his God-given ability? The student who cares. And how do we care? Put them in a life-giving environment, a life-giving atmosphere, where the air they breathe is all about caring, and where it's good to be me here with you, with a history book, with a science book, listening to great music, solving a quadratic equation. And we remember the maxim, sow an idea, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. But it all starts with that idea which is entertained. Once the idea is entertained, unless some countervailing idea challenge it, our character will be the logical conclusion of the work of that idea.
For additional information regarding Ambleside Schools International and training opportunities for both professional teachers and homeschool parents, please visit our website at www.ambleside.com.